bluntly called out Israel for not doing enough to ease a humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza as the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden faces increasing pressure to rein in its close ally Israel while it wages war against Hamas militants. Reuters' Gabe Singer has more.
Speaking in Alabama, Harris said Israel must open new border crossings and not impose, quote, unnecessary restrictions on aid delivery. She also called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and urged Hamas to accept a deal to release hostages in return for a pause in fighting.
And given the immense scale of suffering in Gaza, there must be an immediate ceasefire for at least the next 6 weeks, which is what is currently on the table.
The comments come after an aid delivery disaster last week near Gaza City in which 115 people were killed, according to Gaza health authorities.
Leaders from Southeast Asian nations and Australia are gathered in Melbourne, Australia. In attendance is Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr., who says it's important that regional neighbors be heard.
The future of this region will be shaped not by one or two, but by many actors. And they will each demand that their voices be heard individually and collectively, as indeed they should be.
The U.S. Supreme Court restores former U.S. President and current Republican presidential frontrunner to 2024 elections ballots. We'll have more on that. But for now, this is VOA News. As we're reporting, the U.S. Supreme Court restores former U.S. President and current Republican presidential frontrunner to the 2024 election ballots. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has that story.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday restored Donald Trump to the 2024 presidential primary ballots, rejecting various state attempts to hold the Republican former president accountable for the Capitol riot on January 6, 2021. The justices ruled that states, without action from Congress first, cannot invoke a post-Civil War constitutional provision to keep presidential candidates from appearing on ballots. The outcome ends efforts in Colorado, Illinois, Maine and elsewhere to kick Trump, the current frontrunner for his party's nomination, off the ballot. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
And AP correspondent Julie Walker now reports on Super Tuesday in the U.S. and Nikki Haley winning her first Republican primary.
Nikki Haley picking up 19 delegates after winning the Washington, D.C. GOP primary Sunday, although Donald Trump is likely to pick up several hundred more in Super Tuesday races when voters in 15 states and one territory head to the polls. Haley arguing she's the candidate to beat President Biden in November.
This is the time for us to make our choice. This is the time for us to be loud and let everybody know that America is better than what we see right now.
Trump won the Republican contest in Michigan, Idaho, and Missouri over the weekend.
Over the past few weeks, we've been on a rocket to the Republican nomination. It's been a rocket.
I'm Julie Walker.
Indian farmers are planning to escalate their protests from Wednesday by entering the capital, New Delhi, by bus and train and increasing their numbers at border points that are currently blocked by tractors. Thousands of farmers began the Let's Go Delhi march last month, but were stopped by security forces about 200 kilometers north of the capital with tear gas and water cannons. NATO member Albania, which has no fighter jets of its own, opened a rebuilt Soviet-era base to serve NATO aircraft Monday amid an increased threat from Russia. That's what their prime minister said. NATO has spent over 50 million euros on this base to bolster its presence in the region. Airspace in the Adriatic country of Albania, which borders Greece to the south and Montenegro to the north, is protected by Italy and Greece. For more stories, you can visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.
And more. VOA 1.